This is Jackie Northam. The nominations for the four ambassadors appointed by President Obama languished for months in the Senate, stalled or blocked by Republican lawmakers for a variety of reasons. The recess appointments now mean that Matthew Bryza will become the new U.S. ambassador to Azerbaijan. Norman Eisen will head to the Czech Republic. Francis or Frank Richard Donna will be the envoy to Turkey, a critical ally of the U.S., and Robert Ford will head to Damascus. Ford's nomination is by far the most controversial. A number of senators oppose sending any ambassador to Syria. President George W. Bush called back the previous envoy nearly 6 years ago after the killing of Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. Syria has denied any involvement in the murder. Marina Ottaway with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace says Ford's appointment means the Obama White House wants to try a different tack with Syria.
The Obama administration is pushing through with its decision that the way to handle, let's say, the rogue states is to engage with them rather than giving them the cold shoulder.
Ottaway says many Republicans in Congress don't agree with this seemingly softer approach. Among them is Representative Ileana Ross-Leitanen, the incoming chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. She says Syria continues to sponsor extremism and poses a threat to national security of the U.S. and its allies, such as Israel. In a statement, Ross-Leitanen derided Ford's appointment. She says making undeserved concessions to Syria is essentially rewarding it for bad behavior. But Lawrence Eagleburger, a former career diplomat and Secretary of State under George H.W. Bush, disagrees.
The appointment of an ambassador is for our purposes, not Syria's, so I don't see why anybody could argue that Syria is being rewarded by having an ambassador there. To me, that's a specious argument.
But it's an argument likely to be taken up once Congress reconvenes in January. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.